Hello, and welcome to the Sleepy Stories with Daddy podcast. My name is Stephen Batt, a.k.a. Daddy, and I'm here with my four kids.
Ava,
Sienna,
Camden,
Gavin.
And we hope you enjoy today's story called Camden's Ice Cream Disaster.
Well, good evening. This is Granddaddy speaking. I've got my three grandkids out of four here. We got Ava, Sienna, and Camden, and we want to tell you a funny and crazy story about, well, what happened at the beach this year. The name of the story here is called Camden's Ice Cream Disaster. Well, it goes something like this. We were down at the beach, and we had a great day playing. We were tired, we were hungry, and we were ready for some good supper. And so we come up from the beach, and we see they've already prepped the salad, they prepped the vegetables, they got the chicken all cut up with barbecue sauce, teriyaki on there, and we was told to go down to the grill and to get things fired up. And so I went down to the pool, and I get down there, and Steven's supposed to be helping me. He's, yeah, sure, he brought a lighter down, but he didn't really stick around for the grill. And I look over, and as I'm getting things fired up, he is in the pool doing some kind of jumping jacks with his daughter Sienna there. And I'm like, okay, you're not going to help me? That's fine, but hopefully I can do all this by myself. We got a lot of dishes here. And so I keep working on the grill, and then Camden, one of his other kids, comes down. He starts climbing all over my truck. And so he's distracting me. He's saying, "Granddaddy, hey, what's this?" I say, "That's my tire." He says, "What's this?" I say, "That's for the hubcap. That's a rim, the pipe stem. We got all these different things," and he's distracting me, and the kid is so interested in cars, it's amazing. I tell you, he just sits there, and he examines it, and he dissects it with his eyes. He's going to be an engineer or something one day, a mechanic, I tell you. Anyhow, I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, I smell a smell that is not a pleasant smell. It's a burning smell. It's a little fiery smell. I said, "Ah!" I yelled out. They said, What, Granddaddy?" I run around the corner. I come around there. There's smoke pouring out of the grill, and it's dark black smoke. I said, "Okay, I got a big problem here." So I rip open the grill, and inside we got the chicken covered in a ball of yellow flame. There's smoke going out there. Everything is completely charred. I know some people said they like their chicken char, but this chicken was about looking like the road out in front of the house charred. Ain't nobody gonna eat a chicken that charred, I said. So I'm saying, I got a big problem, and we go inside, and I can't help it. I'm like, Camden did. It's Camden's fault. If Camden, you know, didn't try to get this whole dissection of my truck, I wouldn't have been in that predicament. But Camden caused the fire. And Camden, it's your turn. You got to solve it. How are we going to have dinner tonight, Camden? Everyone's looking around like, is he blaming the two-year-old boy? But I was frustrated. And then right then, I heard a song. It was faint, and Camden grabbed my leg. He said, "Granddaddy, I think I know what we're having for dinner." I said, "What is it, Camden? What's that noise?" We listened real closely, and this is what we heard. It sounded like this. I said, "What is that?" And it's getting louder. Camden said, "It's the ice cream truck, Granddaddy." I said, "Oh my God, I'll be darned if he ain't right." I look out the window, and in comes right into our driveway. It was the ice cream man. I said, "Camden, are you magic? How did you do that, huh, boy?" And the kids all started screaming and running down the steps. I get down there. I realize the ice cream man, he's parked out in front of our house with a flat tire. Would you believe that? I said, "What a perfect place to stop with a flat tire." I said, "Excuse me, sir. He said, "Oh, yes, I need help. My tire is flat. Do you have an air pump?" I said, "Yeah, I got a little a repair patch and an air pump, and we can get your tire squared away. But, oh, yes, I pay you money." "No, no, sir. We don't need any money. All I'm asking for is, you see, my family couldn't eat dinner because we started a little fire on the chicken. And I'll tell you what. What's it going to cost my whole family here to get some free ice cream?" He said, "Oh, I give you all the free ice cream you need if you fix my tire." I said, "Okay, yeah. Well, what do you say? Can we get the ice cream first and get ourselves a little something in the belly before I get down and start helping too hard on the wheel?" He says, "Yeah, absolutely." So I call over Camden. I said, "Mr. Camden, I am so impressed that you found dinner for us, even after you started that fire for me, boy, by asking all them questions." I said, "Camden, who do you want to order their ice cream first? You decide, buddy." And I thought he was going to say, "Me, Granddaddy, me." But he was selfless. He looks around the crowd and he says, "Sienna." He said Sienna. That's his middle sister up there, just a little bit older than him. He adores her. And so Sienna comes running to the front, running. She's so happy. Get a big old smile on her face. The man looks down and says, "Hi, honey, what can I get you?" And she says, "Hi, may I please have a waffle, no, a sugar cone with a scoop of strawberry ice cream, please." "Okay, yes, here you go." So he scoops her one little scoop of the strawberry onto a sugar cone, and he hands it out the window, and she takes it, and she says, "Thank you." And she's looking down at this ice cream, and she's about to take her first bite, and she holds it up to the air to show everybody, look at mine, But as she's waving her arm around and squeaking and squawking, apparently some of the seabirds from around the corner thought that she was waving food for them. So in comes about 5 seagulls, and they attack the ice cream cone while it's right in her hand. She's like, and they're coming down, squawk, squawk, squawk. And they attack that doggone thing. I'll be darned if they don't pick that ice cream cone out of her hands and fly it up into the air. There were 5 different birds licking on that ice cream cone while it was floating in the air, I tell you. And so they finish that doggone thing, and my little granddaughter Sienna is irate. She's stomping, she's screaming, she's fussing, she's yelling, she's doing all the things a little 4-year-old would do if they lost their ice cream cone like that. And would you believe that nice man in the ice cream truck, he said, "Don't worry, honey. You get the best ice cream cone you want. What do you really, really want?" "I have all the flavors."
"All the flavors?"
she said.
"Yes, all of the flavors."
And so Sienna says,
"I would like a big, gigantic waffle cone with strawberry and chocolate, and on top, chocolate syrup, marshmallows, and gummy bears, and is there anything else I want? Maybe
sprinkles."
"Maybe sprinkles."
And that nice man fixed up that beautiful ice cream cone and handed it right out the window. And that little girl was so happy but so quiet. She didn't want to excite them birds again. And she sat there and she ate up every bite of that yummy thing down to the last gummy bear until it was all gone. And she just delighted in that thing. And then I looked at Camden again and I said, "Camden, who do you want to go next? You or Ava?"
He said, "Ava, Granddaddy, you let Ava go. I'll go last," he says.
Because he wants to save the best for last.
And so Ava goes to the front of the line. What would you like, miss?
I would like, may I please have the fudgesicle?
You want the, yes, absolutely, he says. And he reaches in and he pulls out a fudgesicle and unwraps it for her. And her eyes are lit up like the 4th of July. She's so happy. She starts screaming out again. Yay, everybody, look. But this time she was smart not to be waving that ice cream cone in the air. So instead, she decides that she's going to dangle it down around the ground. Hey, everybody, look. Look at this. Ha ha ha. And she's waving her ice cream cone, dangling it around the floor. And out of nowhere, their dog Coco comes running. And she bites the stick of that doggone fudgesicle and takes off. Now, chocolate is bad for dogs. So luckily, she didn't get any of that in her mouth. But she had the stick. She wanted the stick. She wanted to bury the stick. And that little tiny gray bullet of fire goes running past all of us and onto the beach. And no one can believe their eyes. So we start giving chase. And we're running and we're huffing and we're puffing all the way onto the sand. And I'll be darned if that dog wasn't digging 2 feet deep by the time we got on the beach. Only thing we could see of that ice cream cone was a few drips on the sand. The dog had buried it all gone. And Ava was just distraught. Help! We can still save it, I'm sure of it, she said. And so she's digging over there just like a dog, on her hands and knees and scooping and scurrying as much sand to the side as she can. And finally she gets down to the bottom of the doggone pile, down to the bottom of the hole, and in there is a melted pile of fudgesicle mixed with some sand. And Mr. Camden comes over and he puts his arm around Ava and he says,
"It's okay, Ava. Nice man will give you something better."
And he was surely right. We went back to the ice cream truck and the man says, "What happened this time?" And we told him the story. And would you believe that he says, "You know what? I believe in second chances. Next one's on me." And so Ava steps up to the truck and asks for her favorite. She wanted some lemon sherbet scooped beautifully onto a strawberry cone. She had 3 scoops. It looked like a snowman. The bottom scoop was big. Of course, the middle one was medium and so on up the chain. And at that very tip top, a little dash of chocolate syrup. Ooh, her favorite. And she sat down and she was careful not to drop this cone as she licked and nibbled it all the way to the last bite. And she loved that cone. And then, of course, you may remember that there was one other boy named Camden, and it was finally his turn. So he gets to the front of the line, and the man asks what he wants, and Camden's not shy. He saw the beautiful ice cream the other girls got, so he says,
a vanilla cone, but I want 12 scoops of ice cream on it because I got you to come here, and everyone's really happy, and so I deserve a lot of ice cream."
"Okay, whatever you say," says the man as he opens up the ice cream, and he scoops 12 scoops of vanilla onto the ice cream cone. Did you need something?
Don't forget about the flat tire.
Oh, yes, we'll get to that. Thank you. Anyhow, Camden...
Don't forget the flat tire.
Oh, perfect reminder.
I said that first.
Anyhow, we watch Camden as he gets a 12 scoop. I'm not even kidding you. These aren't baby scoops. They're real scoops.
Wait, what flavor did he
12 scoops of vanilla piled high into the sky.
I love them.
Amazing. I couldn't believe my eyes. And then he had them coated in rainbow sprinkles. And when he gets this ice cream cone, the lady hands it down to him, and it's too doggone heavy. The thing is swirling, and it's tilting in the doggone wind like an umbrella in a storm, and he's trying to keep it from falling over. And I'll be darned if, as he's doing his best to keep that thing from falling over, he trips over his own 2 feet, and that whole 12-scoop ice cream cone comes falling splat on Camden's face, and ice cream's dripping down his whole body. And to make it worse, he's got rainbow sprinkles covering his whole head.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I need some water.
Okay, you can go get some.
I need some water, too.
He didn't say excuse me.
Camden is distraught. That ice cream's dripping off Camden, and he is upset. And the man is blown away. He says, I don't know what to do. This is the third kid in a row. How are we going to do this? And so Camden takes off running to the beach. He says, I'll be right back. And he's gone zipping and zooming. He runs. Everyone's chasing after him. Camden, stop. What are you doing? You can't see. There's ice cream in your eyes. He goes all the way down to the sand. And he goes all the way into the water and dives in head first. Right into one of them little puddles they got there at Myrtle Beach. But they form in the afternoon sometimes. And anyway, he comes drying off, and we go back, and the man is still there because I haven't fixed his tire yet because there's too much craziness going on. And he says, okay, sir, I will make him another ice cream. What does he want? And I said, Camden, did you really want all that vanilla ice cream? Is there something better you like? He said, well, Granddaddy, I like mint. Mint is my best ice cream. I said, mint? You've had mint before? You're only 2 years old. He said, I like mint because it's bean. Okay. Well, why don't you tell him? So little Camden looked up at the man, and he said, hello, may I please have one bowl of mint ice cream with chocolate syrup. Mmm. And is there anything else you wanted, Camden? I can't recall. What else did you have on that ice cream? Anything else?
Yeah.
What did you have?
I have Fritos on it.
He had Fritos. You know them chips you put on chili? Wait, did you say Fritos?
I did it.
What did you say?
I say chips.
Chips? Oh, my gosh. Now he's got chips on there. He's got them doggone potato chips. He's crumbling them up. They taste like salt and barbecue. Were they barbecue chips or just them salty potato chips? That kind of chips?
Which kind of chips?
Anyway, I can't remember. But this boy had a big old ice cream. That's all I know.
Chips.
Oh.
We didn't forget the flat tire.
He had all that stuff. He ain't going to forget the flat tire. So anyway, Camden, that boy sat there and he licked and he bit all them toppings, whatever they were, jalapeno chips or whatever he's saying, all the way until the last morsel of sweetness in his mouth. And after it was all said and done, all the rest of the people got their ice cream, and luckily no one had any more ice cream disasters. But it was quite a fun day indeed. And so, after everyone's tummies were full, I went out to that ice cream man again. And I said, sir, I'm ready to fix your tire. He said, okay,
Thank you very much. So I jacked it up and I swapped it out and I put his spare back on. And that man was able to drive off into the sunset. But I said, remember to come see us one more time before we leave. Our vacation ends tomorrow. He said, okay, breakfast ice cream it is. And he drove off, turned the corner, and went on his merry way. And we all went on to live happily ever after, and we had a beautiful trip to the beach. Good night, and I hope you enjoyed my debut story. We'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.